CliffCentral.com.
The governor of Minnesota was giving his state of the state speech, and he collapsed. He passed out. Because he sounds like he's very drunk, but he's actually, apparently he was on medication and he's had some fatigue issues. Listen to this. So he takes a sip of water. He's kind of an older man. You can hear him drinking the water and he's standing there. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
but despite that awful cost.
Uh-oh. He falls down.
That is it?
Yeah, he like shrugs.
Put him to the ground.
Shrugs his shoulders and then he just falls.
Get him to the ground, please.
And I didn't even understand that first line, so he must have started deteriorating a little bit before that.
Of Minnesota, Mark Dayton collapsing during his annual State of the State speech.
By the way, he hit his head on the lectern.
Of course he did.
Lindsay Davis joins us now with more on the story, and more importantly, the latest on the governor's condition. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Robin. As you can imagine, this caused quite a bit of panic in the State House chambers last night. The governor...
By the way, if the president had tried this at the Sona last night, he might have got some sympathy.
Minnesota was giving his 2017 State of the State of address when he drank
state
some water,
trying
to continue on with his speech, and then simply collapsed.
A frightening health scare Monday night as the Minnesota governor delivered his state address. After speaking for nearly 45 minutes, Governor Mark Dayton's words started to slur.
But despite that awful cost.
Seconds later, the governor collapses at the podium.
Hit him to the ground. Hit him to the ground, please.
Bystanders rush to his aid.
Is it horrible that I find this funny?
The night.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
All I do know is that Minnesota needs to get behind our governor tonight and say a few prayers.
The governor also seemed to take a spill ahead of the speech, nearly toppling over. But lawmakers say he's known to be a tough old bird.
As everybody in Minnesota knows, former goalie, so he's suffered hits before and bounced back.
This wasn't the first time the Democratic governor, who turned 70 this week, has fainted in public. Last January, Dayton was taken to the hospital after fainting at a political event. This time...
Oh, come on, get over your... Mugabe's in his 90s, dude. He doesn't do this. You should be embarrassed.
The governor walked out of the Capitol. EMTs joined him later at his home. His son, Eric, tweeted thanks to well-wishers and noted the governor was doing a very advanced puzzle with his grandson, Hugo, adding, that has to be a good sign.
Oh, boy. Can you believe that? That's hysterical. CliffCentral.com.